This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, coming to you from Central Florida here at our radio station here in Coco. And greetings and God bless. Good morning or good afternoon to all of you listening in on KCNW in Kansas City and the surrounding areas, as well as WBXR. I love the way that rolls off my tongue. WBXR, Huntsville, Alabama. WMIE here, Central Florida. WWBC, thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today to join me. We're going to hear for the next 3 days a sermon, it's on limited atonement. It's on the L and Tulip. And it's a look at how bad that doctrine is. How bad that doctrine is, the idea. Well, we'll get to that here coming up in just a minute. In the meantime, I just wanted to greet everyone, give you more information on me and on this ministry. And you can learn those things by going to my website. It's wgodradio.com. You ought to be able to find anything you want to know there. My teachings for the last 10 years are available on that website. Again, it's wgodradio.com. Click on the link that says prior broadcasts. And I think there's one more link on there. And from there, you'll see my podcasting page. I'm the pastor of Island Community Church. Have been for 8 years. We're broadcasting our services live. If you'd like to watch one of our services, that's on Facebook Live at Island Community Church. Now, here is the first part of this message. Again, this will play for 3 days. What a just an anathema to me to think that God loves 5% of the world. That's about what it is, isn't it? And hates the other 95. This is an in-depth look at this doctrine of limited atonement.
We're looking today, I've entitled this, The Problem with Limited Atonement. And I don't think anyone's here is going to learn anything different today. Maybe you will. We're in the L and Tulip, as I've written here on the handout. Question, as you see on here, does God hate unbelievers? We're going to answer that question here today. We've been looking at Tulip. T for tulip. The T is total depravity. All right, I get it. I'm not a good person apart from Christ or being born again. How many people here think you were good without Jesus? Other than Wayne, raise your hand. No, I've heard Wayne's testimony. He could get up here and preach too. I mean, from the redeemed, or let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Total depravity. You, unconditional election. All right, I get it. God saves me based on no conditions, but according to His mysterious will. God didn't save me based on any conditions. No strings attached for you that weren't here last week. That was my sermon. No strings attached. God didn't look down the corridors of time and see that I was going to be a good guy and help my grandmother across the street back in 1987. And say, you know what? I'm going to save him. but he chose us unconditionally, according to his own mysterious will. Now, for some 25 years, I've wrestled with two basic conditions, both of which are true because both are in the Bible. Number one, the irresistible grace of God. Now, we're going to skip next week the I, irresistible grace, because we've talked enough about it. But as I said, I've wrestled with two basic conditions. Number one, the irresistible grace of God. That when God calls you with his effectual calling, that is, with your very own Damascus Road experience, that is the day of your salvation, like Paul's. That you are not, in a moment of arrogance, going to tell God to come back tomorrow because Building Off the Grid is on now on TV and you're a little busy. And number two, the opposite of that, is the free will of man. At the very end of the Bible, the last chapter of Revelation, we read these words. Revelation 22:17. It says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Erku." Right, Ron? Come. "Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst, come." And then it says this, "And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Now that is free will. You can't deny it. Just because you can't square it means you got to study it longer. And God's given me understanding, finally, after some 25 years on this, and I've been sharing it with you all the last couple weeks. Who can resist the call of God? And over here on this side, you got the free will of man. But the free will of man doesn't say, choose me, without God giving it to you. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast about it. Your faith is a gift. Again, I've quoted the verse many times, Ephesians 2 and 8. And no matter how you dissect that verse, your faith and your salvation is a gift. Without the gift of faith, you're just like the rest. You're just like the Apostle Paul, whom God made an example of. You see firsthand what you look like without faith. Maybe some of you can remember what your life was like without faith. Remember how you used to be? Without faith? So far, I have learned, and if I have, I hope that we all have, that man has a free will and has to choose God and has to call on the name of the Lord. That's why the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord. It's not rocket science. But your desire to do that comes from God, and it's a gift, a present from God. Now, I got a present on here. Darren told me in my office this morning. Here it is, right here. He says he got the image or the revelation from God that your faith, God hands you a gift. It's in a box with a bow and a ribbon on it. And on the inside of that box is faith. And on the outside, written on the box, it says, gospel. And that's brilliant revelation God gave him, and he shared it with me. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your faith is a gift. It's in a box. God hands it to you. You've got to open it. But the only way it can be opened is by having been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When the preacher, that's why it says, how beautiful are the feet of the man who preaches the gospel of peace. And faith comes by hearing. The preacher preaches the word, you hear it, you open it up, wham, out comes faith, and you say, I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. That comes through hearing the word of God. and God's given you a gift, but it can't be opened without the Word. Total depravity. I get it, unfortunately. Unconditional election. I get it. I get it now. Now. Limited atonement and its accompanying belief system. Again, let me read this definition of limited atonement. I put it in the simplest to understand terms on this handout here. And that is, the doctrine of limited atonement teaches that Jesus died and shed his blood for the elect only, and that he did not provide salvation by shedding his blood for unbelievers. And another definition here. According to limited atonement, Christ died for the sins of the elect alone, and no atonement was provided for the reprobate, unquote. So how does that work? That's like you saying to me, well, God saved me, but he didn't save you because I'm elect and you're not. Then you'd say to me with your nose held high in the air, as it is written, Jacob I've loved, but Esau I've hated. And by quoting that, you're implying that like Esau, God hates me, but he loves you. That's the epitome of arrogance. But you quote it to me in the Bible. Where's that in the Bible? Where does it say that God personally hates me or anybody? Where is that written in the Bible that God hates me? Well, if you would please, you could turn with me to Romans, back in Romans. Here we go again. Romans chapter 9. I already cut to the end when I read to you John 3:16. Take that home with you and you're all right. Romans 9:11. Paul's talking about Israel and the Gentiles, why God's rejected Israel and chosen the Gentiles and Jacob and Esau. For the children, that's Jacob and Esau. Because we're cutting in on the middle of a conversation here. Romans 9:11, for the children, not yet being born, nor having done anything good or evil, but that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. It was said to her, the older shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I've hated.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor